Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, Chapter 10, Shatapaharya Mahaprakash Leela, conclusion of that Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we're beginning with text 78. Haridas Thakur is speaking. He's in Srivasangam in Navadvip, Mayapur, in the house of Srivas Thakur. It's night time. The devotees have gathered together for 21 hours. They'll all be together, locked in one room, in the temple room, for 21 hours, continuously. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing to each one of the devotees his love for them, his intimate relationship with them, and how he is their protector, maintainer, sustainer. And after revealing himself in an intimate way and all his Aishwarya and opulence to Haridas Thakur, Haridas has been speaking many verses. So we're continuing where we left off yesterday. This is text 78. Haridas said,
Akanda Smarana Dharma Inha Sabakar Teni Chitranahiya Sabara Udhar.
Characteristics of personalities like the Pandavas, the five Pandavas, is that they were constantly remembering you, my Lord. Therefore, for it is not at all wonderful that you delivered them. Akanda Smarana, Dharma. So this is their Dharma. Sharanam Kirtanam Smarana, Vishnu Parasevanam. The Smarana says, this is their Dharma. And this is specifically the Dharma of one who's practicing Raghmarg, Raghunuga Bhakti. There's Vaidhi Sadhana and Raghunuga Sadhana. In Vaidhi Sadhana, we concentrate on hearing and chanting, Sadhu Sangha, Guru Seva, Dainya Bhav, developing Dainya, Dainya Bhav, humility, submission to Guru, submission to senior devotees, working conjointly, cooperatively, and giving up the ego, transcending the ego, annihilating hankara. We say once, we approach each other and say, Prabhu. We say, Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. Vancha kapatibhya strapipa sindhubaya chapatita nabhavnibhya vaishnavibhya namo namaha. The last word, the last word is the most important word. Namaha. Na maha. Maha means ego. Ma. Na means no. No ego. The whole process of offering obeisances is to annihilate false ego, hankar. Ahankar. We're glorifying a devotee, O Vaishnava Thakur, you are Kapatru. You are wish-fulfilling tree. You can fulfill all my wishes. Kapatru. You are Karuna Sindhu, Pancha Kapa Tubhyasra, Kripa Sindhu, Kripa Sindhu, your notion of Kripa, Vaishnava Kripa, Mahant Kripa, mercy, kindness, compassion, blessings. Pancha Kapa Tubhyasra, Kripa Sindhu, Bhayavacha, Patitanam, Avanibhyo. And I am that Patita. First I'm glorifying, I'm telling about you. I'm telling your gun, your lakshan. Your qualities. You are like this, O Vaishnava Thakur. You are Kripa Sindhu. You are Kapatru. But now let me tell you about me. I am Patit. Maha Patit. Very, very fallen. Very degraded, unfortunate, despicable condition. There is no hope for me in this world. Who can lift me from this ocean of birth and death? The samsara samudra, samsara chakra. Who can save me? None but you. I tried money. Money can't save me. I tried friends. Friends can't save me. I tried position and power. They can't save me. I tried romance. That cannot save me. Only Kripa. Your Kripa. Mahant Kripa. ki kripa.
Ahoitu.
There is no cause. I have no, there's no cause for you to give me kripa. I am petite, I am very fallen. But as your nature is pavan, your pavan, because you're always remembering Pundrikaksha. You're always remembering Pundrikaksha, so you can purify. Om apavitra pavitra vasravato vavasam katopiva yat smarit pundrikaksham yat smarit pundrikaksham sabhayabhyantara suchi sabhayabhyantara yabhyantara suchi Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu yat smarit pundrikaksham. You're always remembering Pundrikaksha, that Krishna Govinda who has eyes like the petals of Pundrik. Pundrik is a white lotus flower. What do Krishna's eyes look like? This is a great question. You're worshipping Krishna. Just like if you're worshipping some woman or some man, and they say, oh, you don't know my girlfriend. She's so beautiful. Acha, well, can you describe her to me? What color hair does she have? Oh, she has black hair. What color eyes does she have? Eyes? I'm not sure. Huh? You're in love with some woman. You love her. You can't describe the color of her eyes? Well, no. Hey, buddy, I don't think you know your object of attraction very well. So someone says, oh, you're Krishna Bhakta. You're trying to love Krishna. And can you describe your Krishna to me? What is his hair like? Right? Snigdha Kuntala. Kutila Kuntala. Kutila Kuntala. Kutila Kuntala means wavy hair. Like Radharani's sister-in-law, Kutila. Wavy, she's not wavy, she's crooked. Kutila and Jatila. Jatila is her mother. Jatila. They have some good hairdos. Kutila, Jatila. So he's Kutila Kuntala. Krishna's hair is wavy and jet black. What color black? Can you tell me what color black? There's different types of black hair. There's reddish black. There's bluish black. So I asked a question, I got an answer. His hair, someone said that Krishna's hair is bluish black. Because he's Shyam Sundar. That is exactly wrong. Akanda Bhagavan ki. But he was speaking about Krishna, but thinking about Radha. So Krishna's hair is described in Damodarastakam. This is one word, Rakta. It says his hair is reddish black. Because it's black, beautiful jet black, and it's Kutila Kuntala, it's wavy. But Krishna's hair has hair roots. You've heard of root? The root of the hair. The hair root. You have to put your Brahmi oil on your hair roots. So your hair doesn't get gray. Or you can shave it off, that's also good. Highly recommend. And no one will know. Are you gray or black or what? See, gray. But where do we find the root of Krishna's hair? The root of Krishna's hair is here. The root of his hair is here. In his heart. And his heart is full of anurag. Radha, anurag. Intense attachment. Sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahava. This is one level of Krishna praying. And that side, among the Nitya Parishads. Anurag for Shama, Radharani. So much attachment, so much love. So he's thinking, Radha, 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 Radha Chinta. His Akanda Radha Smarna Dharma. This verse says that the characteristics of great devotees like Pandava. The Pandavas is, Haridas Thakur is glorifying the Pandavas, Akanda Smarana Dharma. That their Dharma is Smarana. And it's unbroken. They never stop remembering the Lord, moment to moment. Krishna tells in Gita, you may not remember me moment to moment, but please don't forget me at the last moment. What is the last moment? Ante Kalevaram. Ante Kalevaram. Yam Yam Vapi Smaran Bhava. Tyajit Yanti Kalevaram. Ante Kalevaram. Kalevaram Shariram. Shariram Deha. Deha Body. Chapter 8. And it's interesting because 8. 8 also represents death. The number 8. It's a mystic number. 8 is a tantric number. Mystic number. And you see the shape. It's two samsara chakras together. One samsara chakra, one samsara chakra, you put together, you get what? 8. Once you get inside this figure, you can't get out. Right? Is there any way out? There's no exit, you see? But if the number is 7, can you get out of the number 7? Yes, you go this way or that way. Can you get out of number 1? Yeah, go this way, that way. Can you get out of number 2? Out. Number 3, you follow. The number 8, locked in. Around and around and around. Janam Mrityu, Janam Mrityu, Janam Mrityu. There's infinity. 8 represents infinity. Anantakal, 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 infinity. So this is chapter 8. Bhagavad Gita, death chapter. Mrityu, Mrityu Adhyaya. So yum yum, Krishna is saying, yum yum, yum yum. He's saying, yum yum vapi swaran bhava, swaran bhava, tyajit kyanti kalevara. Tyajit, tyag, vairag. When you give up this body, ante kalevaram, at the end of this body, the last moment, death, bye bye, haribo, good night. Close the shutters. Then, smaran bhavam, you should remember me. At least at that moment. If not, akanda smarana dharma. Akanda smarana dharma. The Pandavas are remembering every moment, not only the last moment, the first moment, the second moment, and every moment. So Krishna at every moment, his akanda, his dharma is Radha dharma. Akanda Smarana Radha Dharma. He's always remembering Radha. And always thinking of Radha with intense anurag. Therefore that anurag has a color, very deep red. Dark red is anurag. Anurag rang is dark red. It's like Shringara. Shringara Rasa is the color of Krishna. Shringara Rasa is Nilam. Nilam rang, Shringara. Erotic love, Shringara Rasa. Shinghara Madhurya Prem. It's different. And then this Mahabhav. What is the color of Mahabhav? Tapta Kanchana. Gaurangi. This Gaurangi Kanti. Gauranga. Gaurangi. Gaurangi Kanti. This is the color, the rung. Samaste. Color. This is the color. Vila, saffron. This Mahabhav. The Divyon. Divyon Mad. Unmad. Mahabhav. The color is his. Brilliant, brilliant gold. Kanchan. So Krishna is always thinking. So this intense red of his heart, of his anurag is thinking, thinking, and it's coming out, his thoughts, he's always thinking of Radharani, and his thoughts are coming out in his hair. And giving his jet black hair a reddish tinge. So this is the description of his hair. It's wavy and dark black. And if you look at it, you see some reddish aura around it. Of course, black hair is very rare to see. Really black hair. When you see someone with black hair and you look closely in the sunlight, you can see, even in human beings, different aura. Then, because we're not talking about Radha, because Radha, her hair is jet black with a bluish aura. Her color is bluish black, her hair. Krishna's hair is dark black, but it's slightly red. So now the question was asked: is that we are trying to love Krishna? Krishna, so if someone asks, can you describe your lover? As it wouldn't make sense, oh, I'm very much in love with my wife or this woman, whatever. Oh, can you describe her hair color? Yes, her hair is dark brown. Oh, can you describe her eye color? Oh, I don't know. And the person will think you're a fool. You don't know the color of your wife's eyes? How long have you been married? 20 years. You have a very close relationship. So, we are trying to love Krishna. So someone says, can you describe your lover? What is the goal of bhakti? Devotional service, what is the goal? Krishna prema seva. Don't forget. The goal of our life is Krishna prema seva. Not to enjoy Krishna prema. Doesn't stop at Krishna prema. Krishna premis are only doing seva. Asta kaliya lila seva. 24 hours a day, seva. The goal is seva. What will your specific service be? That we will see. So this is the goal. So then, please, can you describe the color of Krishna's eyes? There are different parts of the eye of Krishna. We are asking a question, what are the color of Krishna's eyes? We are all trying to love Krishna. And if I say, do you have a lover? Yes, I have my wife, I love her. Can you describe the color of her skin? Yes. Color of her hair? Yes. Can you describe the color of her eyes? Oh, I don't know. Acha? And how long are you married? Oh, only 19 years. Acha. Okay, well maybe you'll find out soon what color her eyes are. So we're trying to love Krishna. So what color are his eyes? So his eyes are in different parts. There's the pupil, there's the iris, and there's the sclera. The sclera is the white part of the eye. The iris is the colored part of the eye, and the pupil is the center. Now, what do Krishna's pupils look like? We'll start from the center and work our way out. Okay? Everybody with me? Krishna's pupils, which is the center of the eye, which is usually black. And sometimes when someone hits you with their fist, it becomes black and blue. You get a black eye, you get a black eye. Krishna's pupil is dark blue, not black, dark blue like a Brahmar. A Brahmar Bringa. You know Brahmar? Brahmar is a big, fat bumblebee. Big, it's about this big around. Really neela, dark, dark sapphire blue. Really dark. They make a big sound. Bzzz, big. You ever see that kind of big bee? So that's the pupil. Very dark blue. Now we move out to the iris. The iris is a little lighter blue color. Little lighter. Now we move out to the sclera. The sclera is the white part of the eye. It's white. Alright. We have something in common. Krishna, our eyes are white most of the time. As we stay up all night, they become red. But there's the white of the eye and Krishna's eyes are white. But then we have the Krishna Kripa Kataksha, the corner of Krishna's eyes. Kataksha. Now why are the corner of Krishna's eyes reddish? Corner only. Krishna does not have red eyes like you when someone takes your picture with a flash. They take your picture with a flash and you have red eyes. So Krishna's eyes are not red. Only the corner of his eyes are red. So why are the corner of his eyes red? Did he stay up all night? Yes, he stays up all night. He stays up all day also. All night long he's dancing with the gopis, and all day long he's running with the coward boys. Is it because he stayed up all night? Yes, no? No. Is he drunk? Actually, the answer to both these questions is yes. He is drunk. He's drunk with Radha's prem. He's completely intoxicated. Unmad. Prem unmad. He is prem unmad. He is completely unmad. Uttam mada. Uttam mada unmad. completely, absolutely intoxicated with the highest pitch, the zenith of prema. It's being relished within his mind and heart. So he's, when you get intoxicated, look, like this, then this becomes red. I've heard, someone told me. The eyes become red. So Krishna is also intoxicated, not with the liquor of Johnny Walker, or the booze of Scotsman or whatever. He's drunk with the taste, the nectar, ras of Radha's lips. Radha Adara Amrita. But his eyes are, the corner of his eyes, Krishna Kripa Kataksha, red, because that same anurag from his heart, that intense love for Radha, is because with the corner of his eyes he's searching. Krishna is searching from the corners of his eyes, where is Radha? Radha Kama, Radha Kama, where is my Radha? And so he's searching. Is he searching with his eyes? No. Krishna is searching with his heart. The light of the heart is the most powerful search light. We say torch. We say flashlight. The light of the heart is the most powerful searchlight, and Krishna is searching for Radha within, with his heart, with the light of his heart, with the light of his praying. And that heart is coming out, that anurag is coming out through him, to his eyes, to the corner of his eyes, which are looking for Radha, and making, tinging, coloring the corner of his eyes with red. And that red color in the corner of Krishna's eyes is the anurag coming from his heart as he's searching for Radharani and separation. This is the color of Krishna's eyes. Have you seen them? Smarana Dharma. So in the path of Raghunuga Bhakti, the main dharma is Smarana. Rag Anuga means that the devotees on that path are fully attached to Krishna. So Haridas Thakur, in this verse, he's glorifying the Pandavas. He's saying this is their dharma. Akanda Smarana Dharma. The characteristics of the Pandavas and these other great devotees is they're constantly remembering you, Krishna. No wonder you delivered them. Now Haridas goes on to describe the characteristics of other devotees. It's basically what he's doing is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants, is offering him a benediction. He said, and he's about to ask for his benediction, but he's saying, really, my Lord, you're offering me to give me a benediction, but what am I? I'm nobody. I don't have any qualification. Then Haridas starts describing different devotees. How they're so great, and they're so intimate, and so dear to you. And then when he thinks of himself, as we heard yesterday, I'm so sinful, I cannot remember you. Please give me shelter. Then he talks about how you saved Draupadi, because she's such a great devotee, so you saved Draupadi. We heard all that yesterday. So now, Haridas goes on. Ajamiyo smaranera mahima par sarvadharma hinata bhai nahi ar duta bhai putra snehi dekhi putra muka sanarila putra name narayana rupa sei sanarane sabha kandila apad teni chitta nahi bhakta smarana sampad. O Mahaprabhu, the glories of Ajamiyo's remembrance of you are unlimited. Even though he did not engage in any religious duties, in fear of Yamadutas at the time of death, he affectionately looked at the face of his son, and he remembered the form of Narayan. By that remembrance, all his sinful reactions were vanquished. Therefore, remembrance of you is the wealth of your devotees. This is a very interesting and important verse to clarify our understanding of a crucial point of Krishna consciousness. First of all, this point in this shloka, which is Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 10, verses 79-81, spoken by Haridas Thakur. Who is Haridas Thakur? He's one of our Gaudiya Mahajans. Gaudiya Vaishnava Mahajans. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he quotes Haridasa Thakur. Haridasa Thakur is also quoted elsewhere in Chaitanya Bhagavat. He's speaking to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya is God himself, Radha Krishna Yuga. And Lord Chaitanya is not saying, "Hey, chup, chup, what are you saying? Hey, stop it, you don't know what you're saying. You're not, this is incorrect. You're wrong." No, Lord Chaitanya is not correcting him or checking him. He's accepting what he's saying. Yes, you are speaking truth. You are speaking praman, solid evidence, concrete truth. Now we see there's some very interesting secret here, which will illuminate our mind about a very important point, which we've seen in the commentaries in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam. Someone showed us some of these commentaries, because we don't read Sanskrit, but someone showed us and translated various commentaries to explain the intricacies of this lila with the Jamil and the Yamadutas. The Yamadutas, Vishnudutas, the Jamil and his son Narayan. And that is being summarized in a purport by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So look at this Bengali. He's saying here that Jamil Mahima Smaran Apar. Mahima Apar. This means the Mahima, the greatness, glories, the greatness of Ajamil's remembrance of you is apar. It's incomparable. It's beyond compare. Then he says, this is his Chitranai, Bhakta Smarana Sampad. Bhakta Smarana Sampad. Sampad means wealth. The wealth, the strength, the power, the treasury of the devotee is his smarana. Bhakta smarana sampad. His smarana sampad, his wealth, his power of remembrance, how much he's remembering the Lord. Is our remembrance akanda? Because this is the Dharma. Our Dharma is leading us to smarana. Krishna will test our smarana at the time of death. Krishna in the 8th chapter doesn't say whatever you chant at the time of death. Yam yam vapi smaran bhava tyaja kyanti kalevam. You give up this body, what are you going to remember? You may chant Hare Krishna and think of your wife. Because when the Yamadutas approached Ajamil, he looked at his son, Narayan. But with two things happened simultaneously, which we'll hear. So he chanted the name of Narayan, he thought of his son, but then immediately, then you'll see, he changed his thinking, then he said, no, wait a minute. Then he started to think and remember the real Narayan, the Asli Narayan, the original. He started to meditate on the form of Narayan. That was his wealth. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explains, and this is simply actually a summary of the commentaries by Sanatana Goswami and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in 6th Canto of Bhagavatam. Ajamil did not have any kind of religiosity in him. He was a Brahmin by birth. He fell out with a prostitute. He lived with a prostitute for 80 years without any marriage and produced 10 children from her. And he was engaged in all kinds of nefarious activities. Actually, he was already married, and he left his wife to go with the prostitute. And all kinds of terrible, irreligious activities. But because of some blessing of sadhus, he named his 10th child Narayan, his last child. So the affection usually goes to the last child, the sneha. The sneha flows down to the last child. So out of the 10 children, he didn't think of anyone but the last one. And the last one was named Narayan. So this is what happened. In fear of being captured by the Yamadutas, he uttered the name Narayan while looking at the face of his son. So we can do the same thing. Tyachit Yanti Kalevram, I'm about to die. My wife is holding my hand. Oh, Prabhu, Prabhu, don't go. And then I'm looking at the face of my wife, and then someone intelligent person in the room says, "Hey, father, dad, chant Hare Krishna." So he looks at the face of his wife, "Oh, baby, Hare Krishna." So he's looking at the face of his wife and chanting Hare Krishna. Now where is he going to go? Whatever form and whatever idea he's absorbed in the moment he leaves his body. Looking at the face of the wife, how much intense samskaras, how much stri rati, patni rati, attachment for wife a husband must have after 50 years of marriage. 50 years. 60 years of marriage. Can you imagine? The people like that, married at 20, die when they're 80. No attachment? Heavy attachment. So he's chanting, like Prabhupada said, you can train a parrot to chant Hare Krishna. Parrot. Tota. Then when the cat, the bili comes, ta! And grabs it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, ah! And the cat grabs the throat of the parrot. And he doesn't, he's chanting Hare Krishna. So looking at why Hare Krishna, but there's no backing. There's no sharanagati behind that naam. There's no naam rati. There's no attachment to that name. There's no surrender behind that name. There's no bhav behind that name. My son told me, oh father, remember Krishna, what are you doing? To last moment. Okay, wife, Hare Krishna, wife. That means next birth? Oh, she looks so nice. What's her name? Her name is Preeti. Tunar Mushikaba. Now become woman. Now man, now woman, then future man. Now man, future woman. Yam yam bhakti smaram bhava. So he's looking at the face. He's looking at the face of his son. He's uttering the name Narayan. So he's looking at his son, but then he realized something. He came to some realization came to Ajamil's mind. Realizing his son's inability to deal with the prowess of the Yamadutas. He was thinking, my son will save me from the Yamadutas. His son was 1 year, 2 years old, 3 years, maybe 3 years old. So then he was looking at his son, and he looked at the Yamadutas, and he looked at his son, and he said, wait a minute, this guy is no match for those guys. The Yamadutas, can you imagine? Just imagine like 10 gorillas or something. You know, these horrible guys. And this little kid, forget it. So then he realized the glories of the Supreme Lord Narayan came on the path of Ajamil's remembrance. Although Ajamil originally uttered or chanted the name of Narayan for the purpose of calling his son, he was delivered from the attack of the Yamadutas because he remembered the Supreme Lord. Remembrance of the Supreme Lord that was invested in that name of Narayan. So this is a very interesting thing. So we say, oh, we generally say, in our general training, we say, oh, Ajamil is the example of Namavas. Avas means semblance of the name. That he chanted without offense. At the time of death, he chanted Narayan and he was delivered from his sins and saved from death and his life was extended by the mercy of the Lord. The Lord can end your life. You should live a long life. He can cut your life short. You can live a short life. He can make your life go long. So, in this case, Ajamil was destined to die. But the Narayan extended his life. And then he gave him reprieve or amnesty. He gave him complete amnesty from his pap. Liberated him from his pap, from his parabdha. And then he went to Haridwar, and did bhajan, naam bhajan, intensive naam bhajan, associated with sants, sadhu-san. Then he went to Vaikuntha. This is a special life insurance policy. NIC. LIC? No. This is NIC, Narayan. Narayan Insurance Company. You can keep your LIC. My policy was as NIC. Narayan Insurance Company. So what happened here is two things. At first, when he chanted the holy name, it was not Namabhas. He chanted Narayan. Within he's chanting Narayan, he's looking at his son, remembering his son. And then immediately, while that name Narayan, he chanted it, it became Namabhas when he absorbed his mind in remembering the form of Narayan and the glories of Narayan. It's kind of like, what comes first, the lightning or the thunder? You see, lightning, and boom, boom, oh. You know, when the storm is right over your head, there's some pause. I mean, just practically simultaneously, when the storm is coming further away, there's the lightning and the thunder, there's some separation. So it happened like this. But it's actually, he chanted Narayan, but that didn't give him liberation. This is a very important point. Because the Smaran was there. Smaran. Because the whole topic at hand, if you're following the thread of the discussion, is about Akanda, Smarana, and Dharma. The Pandavas were Nitya Parishads of the Lord, Premium Bhaktas of the Lord, pure devotees of the Lord, absorbed in Krishna Prem, Panch Pandava, Draupadi, etc. Kunti. So they were given as the exemplars of this principle of Akanda, Smarana, Dharma. Without break. Unfailingly remembering Lord Krishna, Sri Krishna. So then, further reference is being given by our Acharya, Haridas, the Thakur, the Acharya, Namacharya, Shiksha Acharya is giving. Now there's another reference about this remembrance. It wasn't Akanda Smarana. This is not Akanda Smarana, like the Pandavas. This is Ante Smarana, remembering at the end. And that's when it counts. We used to say, it's not how many times you fall down that counts, it's how many times you pick yourself up. Got it? If you fall down 5 times, and you only pick yourself up 4 times, then where are you? You're down. So you fall down 5 times, and boom. Because the kid's trying to walk, he's always going boom. And the mother doesn't say, okay, just stay there, never learn to walk. But she says, no, get up. And he gets up, and he goes down once, and he gets up, boom, up, boom, up, boom, up. And finally, no more boom. He's just walking. So he may fall, and then we rise, and we fall, and we rise. So Jamil, he was fallen, really fallen. Mahapatit. 80 years in the well, Andakupam. Griham Andakupam. Dark, deep well, a forgetfulness of Krishna. Most gross and heinous sinful activities. But at the moment it counts, he chanted the Narayan, but with Putrabhav. Putrabhav. Putra, son. Bachabhav. Kisha. Chora. Chora Bhav. Chori. Chori and Chora. He had Bhav for his son. Then, in an instant, he said, Narayan, my son Narayan. Then all of a sudden, because he was a Brahmin from birth and he was favored by the Lord and he used to do so much nice Narayan Puja and sing the Narayan Pat and Narayan Puran and so many things in glorification of Narayan. Then he thought, oh wait a minute, what can this puny little baby do against these Yama dudes? Oh, that name Narayan, it brought him to sense. He remembered Narayan Smarana. Ante Narayan Smriti. This is a sutra. Ante Narayana Smriti. Tyajit Yanti Kalevara. Tyajit Yanti means Tyag Ante. When you combine it, it means Tyajit Yanti. Ante, the end. Ante Narayana Smriti. Remember Narayana at the end. Okay, of course some people, they try to do that. They say, okay, I heard this sutra, so let me party. Let me party my whole life. Because when it's about time to die, I'll say, Hare Krishna. But because you have no samskara, you have no samskara in your chitta for Narayana Smriti, you will not. You can chant, okay, a parrot can chant. So you think you're very, I'm very clever, I'm very chatur. I'm very chatur, I'm chatur bogi. Chatur bogi. Aham chatur bogi. I'm very clever enjoyer. Direct. I am very clever. See, watch me. I will do both. Alright. Joy. But someone told me that if you chant Krishna's name, at the time of death, you'll be saved. See the story of Jamil, Sixth Canto of Bhagavatam. Even I read one time about that story. I was intrigued. Hey, I got the secret. Alright. You think you can fool Krishna? You stupid Pagal? You have no sanskar. You never practice remembering Narayana Smriti. Whatever you do in Abhyas becomes sanskar. Whatever you practice becomes sanskar in the chitta. There's indriya, man, buddhi, hankar, chitta, atma. These are all the coverings. But chitta, what is it? And what does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say about the chit? Chit. Chit means chaito. This is chit. It's not chaito. It's not some nato chaito. It's chit. But in the construction it becomes chaito. Means chit darpan. Chaito darpan marjana. Means chit darpan marjan. Marjan. Savkiya. Clean. The chitta. So you always remember. So, for the first 15, 18 years of Ajamil. You want to imitate Ajamil. Oh, Ajamil, he chanted Hare Krishna at the time of death, he got liberated. But you better look a little deeper, my friend, because you can't cheat Krishna. You're trying to imitate Ajamil, okay, but what did Ajamil do the first 20 years of his life? Puja and Pat, Yajan Yajan, Patan Patan, Dan Pratigraha. Sad karma nipana vipro. Nipon. Sad karma nipana vipro. Nipon. Nipon karma. Very expert. Nipon. And sad karma. Yajan, yajan yajan. Patan patan, dan pratigra. He was studying Bhagavad Pad and teaching Bhagavad, doing puja, Narayan Murti puja, Archan puja, and sometimes thinking of his Thakur at night and singing songs. So many deep impressions, deep, deep engraved etchings and impressions in his chitta. It's called Bhakti Sanskara. Narayana Smarana Sanskara. So that is what that reserve, that strong treasure, that Smarana Kosh, this was mentioned here, this is the Bhakti Smarana Sampad. Right? We heard this word. Bhakti Smarana Sampad. Smarana is a treasure. Treasure. So, Ajamil, he called on that treasure like it was a fixed deposit. You may have a fixed deposit in the bank for 1 crore, but you forgot about it. Or someone put it there for you, and they didn't tell you. So this was his fixed deposit in his chitta. So when death came, he chanted Narayan and thought of his son. He only chanted once. Okay, he did all nonsense and sin at the end. But, because he got some mercy from Narayan. Komteya pratijanihi name bhakti pranashiti. Krishna tells Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, hey Komteya, O son of Kunti, Kunteya. Name bhakti pranashiti. the pran, the life, the devotional life of my devotee will never be destroyed. His bhakti will never be destroyed. I will save him at the crucial moment. So you can't imitate a Jamil. You can't be a bogey, chatur bogey, very clever bogey. Oh yes, I have the secret now. I will just chant Hare Krishna at the time of death. Yes, you will. Okay, you chant Hare Krishna at the time of death, and you will become a dog in your next life. You'll become a pig. You'll become a cow and be slaughtered for every hair on the back of the cow for that many lifetimes because you ate meat, cow. You're bogey. Went to America and started eating McDonald's hamburgers. Although you're born in Gujarat, in a Brahmin family. I know very well a person of this character who we preach to is now initiated. Eating McDonald's hamburgers. In America, McDonald's are made of cow. Gomata. Gujarati Brahmin eating the cow. And where would he end up? Because Shastra's saying, if you kill one cow, it means if you eat one piece of meat, that means it comes from one cow. And if you eat another piece of meat, maybe it comes from another cow. So for every hair in the back of a cow, how many is that? Five hairs? There's five hairs in the back? 5,000? 50,000? 1,000,000? So you have to take birth for one piece of cow's meat. You have to take birth 1,000,000 times as a cow and be slaughtered. That's the penalty. Heavy price. Papa fowl. Papa fowl. So we shouldn't try to trick Krishna. We should use every moment in Krishna's service. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. So, first, Haridas Thakur, he explains the wonderful qualities of the Pandavas, how they were Akanda Smarana, Dharma. Then he gives another example of a Jamil. He was a great sinner, but he had wealth. He had a wealth. He was a great sinner because of his early life and all those bhakti sanskars. He had bhakta sampad. Bhakta smarana sampad. He had a wealth. He had the wealth of smarana. Oh my lord, but I have nothing. I have no smarana. A Jamil is better bhakta than me. And the Pandavas, oh, they're light years ahead of me. There's light years ahead of me. Hina tora charana smarna hina muni tatapiya prabhu more nacha divituni. O Vishambhar, I am fully devoid of remembrance of your lotus feet. Oh my lord, but please don't forsake me. Toma deki bari mora kon arikar ekka bhai prabhu kichu nacha hiva ar. What qualification do I have to see you, my Lord? You're offering me a benediction. I will ask for only one thing and nothing more. Vishnubhara replied, Gabubali Bhalabala Sakala Tamar Tamare Adhaya Kichu Nahika Amar. Speak, Haridas, speak! Everything is yours. There is nothing I will not give to you. There is nothing I will not hold back, not give. Whatever I have, Haridas, it's yours. Haridas folded his hands before his Lord Vishambhara. Kara jhora khari bali prabhu haridas muni apa bhagya prabhu karan bhara ash. Although I am apa bhagya, I have but little fortune. I have a great desire. Bharash. Bharash means asha. Asha means icha, desire. I have one great desire. What is that desire? Samaracharana bhaje yesa kaladas tara avashesha jena haya mora gas. My Lord Vishnambar, may the remnants of your servants who worship your lotus feet be my foodstuffs. That's all I want. That is the benediction, the boon, the blessing I want. But the avashesh, bukta avashesh, that what has been enjoyed and fallen from the mouth of your devotees, your servants, your bhaktas, let that be mine. May I have that. My only prayer, my Lord, is that I may sustain my life by eating the remnants of your exalted devotees. Then Saraswati Thakur, in his Tika, or purport commentary in this verse, he quotes Anti Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhakta para duliara, bhakta para jal, bhakta bhukta avashesha team mahabal. Mahabal! Mahabal! Very powerful! Team mahabal! Very strong! Great power in three things. Bhakta para duli, bhakta para jal. Para duli, go duli, raja duli. The duli, the dust, the raj, raja raj. The dust from the feet of a devotee. Bhakta duli. Bhakta para jal. The pani, jal, the water that's washed the feet of a devotee. It is priceless, invaluable. Because, he didn't quote the next verse, but the next verse in Antilila says, these, any one of these can give Krishna prema. Krishna prema prapti. One attains these. Labhya. Then it says, bhakta bhukta avashesha team. So then the third thing is the remnants of the devotees, which was mentioned here, that Haridas wants that. Haridas continues. Se bhajan mor, hao janma janma, se avashesha mor, kriya kula dharma. Oh my Lord, let my bhajan, let this be my bhajan. Let this be my bhakti bhajan, birth after birth. Let honoring these remnants of the devotees, let this be my bhajan. Let this be my kriya kula dharma, my kula dharma, my family duty, my religious duty. Let this be it. Kriya. I don't want liberation. Nadanana janana sundaram kavitam vajagadisha kamaye. Mama janamani janmanishvare. Bhavatad bhaktira hoitapitvai. Mahaprabhu is saying, I don't want anything. I don't want anything in this world. I don't want anything in the heavenly worlds. And I don't want anything in paravyam. I don't want anything in vyam. I don't want anything in boom or vyam or paravyam. In bhumi or vyam or paravyam. I don't. What do you mean? You don't want anything material? You don't want anything spiritual? But what do you want? This is very strange. Because people usually, if they don't want something material, they want something spiritual. Mukti prapti, prem prapti, shanti prapti, shuk prapti, something. Oh God, make me happy. Oh God, make me peaceful. Oh God, free me from birth and death. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not asking for any of that. He's not praying for any of that. He says, Janmani Janmani Ishvare Bhavatad Bhakti. I want Ishvara Bhakti. I simply want to serve Ishvara. I want to serve my Pranishvara. My Pranishvara Govinda. Govinda Virahiname. My Prananath. My Ishvara. My Pranishvara. I'll stay here. And I don't care. You put me anywhere. You want to send me to Narak Lok? Patal? Atala, tala tala, patala, rasatala. You want to send me to hell? Fine. As long as I can serve my Ishvara, Panishvara, Narayan, Vishnu, Krishna. You want to keep me in the earth planet? Fine. As long as I can serve. You want to put me in Vaikuntha? Fine. As long as I can serve. But if you put me in Vaikuntha and I can't serve, I don't want Vaikuntha. If you keep me on the earth and I can't serve, I don't want the earth. If you send me to hell and I can't serve, I don't want to go to hell. But I will go anywhere as long as I can serve your lotus feet. Das, das, and das. Krishna Pad Das Das Das. This is Chaitanya's prayer, Shikshastakam, Shikshastakam. So Haridas Thakur is saying the same thing. I don't want liberation. Let me be a servant of the Vaishnavas birth after birth, and may eating their remnants be the most important of all my duties. Sounds like a good program, good bhakti program. Your engagement, listen, I want you to do some temple service. Your service is to eat. You want to stay here, you have to eat. Morning, late morning, early morning, after. You have to eat and eat and eat. The Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad is from Thakurji's lips. And Mahaprasad is from the lips of Thakurji's Sevites. Prasad, bow coming from the lips of Thakurji, this is Mahaprasad. And when his Sevites, when his servants, devotees, bhaktas, when they honor the Prasad, then it becomes Mahaprasad. So Haridas wants this. Samara smarana hina papa janma mor safala karaha dosha chishta diyam for Vishambar Prabhu. My life is sinful. Papa janma. Why is it sinful? Why is my life sinful? Because I am devoid. Smarana hina. Smarana hina. Tomara smarana hina. I never remember you. My life is full of, I'm sinful. My life is sinful because I don't remember you. Safala karaha. Please make my life successful. Make my life fruitful. Safala means complete fruitful. So just try to understand the humility of Haridas Thakur. How much, try to feel his words, try to feel the heart behind his words. There must be a backing to your words. The words must be backed by your heart. Heart's backing. He's a pure devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. His heart, his words are saturated with love. His words are saturated with humility. His words are saturated with surrender. He's not just saying, oh, I'm so fallen, oh, Prabhu, I'm so fallen. We say, oh, Prabhu, I'm so fallen. Oh, we think I'm so great. Our heart is saying, I am so great. But our words are saying, oh, I'm so fallen. Like someone, you give class somewhere, and someone says, oh, that was a wonderful class. He says, oh, it's Prabhu's mercy. You're saying, outside you're saying Prabhu's mercy, but inside you're saying, I'm so great. I'm so great. Yes, yes, tell me more. But inside, outside you're saying, it's Guru Kripa's all, it's all mercy of Prabhu. I am nothing. What am I? Nothing. Purusham Nishu. Krishna says, Purusham Nishu. I am the ability in man in Bhagavad Gita and Vibhuti Yoga chapter. Krishna's telling, I am the ability in man. You have some Purusham Nishu. Rasuham Apsukonteya Purbasmi Shashi Suryo. Kanava Sarvedeshu. Shabdakei Purusham Nishu. Shabdakei Purusham. Shabdakei, I am the sound of ether. I am the taste of water. Rasuham Apsukonteya. He says, I am the taste of water. I am the light of the sun and the moon. Prabhasmi Shashi. Prabha Shashi. Prabhasmi Shashi Surya. I am the Prabha. I am the light of the sun and the moon. I am the Omkar among Sarvavedeshu. I am the Omkar, and if you search all the Vedas, you'll find Om, Omkar. And I, Sarvavedeshu. And he says, Purusham Nishu. I, in the Purusha, in the man, I am that Nishu, I am that ability. It's Krishna, God-given. Anything we have is given by God. What if we're nothing, we're like a fig, zero. So Haridas, all this, when you hear these expressions, they're genuine, they're real. He's not saying, oh, I'm really fallen, I'm sinful, I'm... No. And we try to draw from him. And beg, we hear these descriptions, we beg Haridas, let a few drops of your genuine feelings come in my heart. Your genuine humility and your intense surrender and your feeling, this feeling of worthlessness and feeling of emptiness and totally undeserving. As Haridas is having Sakshat Darshan of God, Sakshat Darshan of Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago in Mayapur, in Srivas Thakur, Pandit Srivas, Pandit Srivas's house, in the temple room, in this Mahaprakash Lila. And the Lord is offering him some benediction. He said, I don't deserve anything. Hey, wait. Don't give me anything. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. I'm fallen. I'm fatigued. I never remember you. The Pandavas remember you. This Ajamya remember you. Me, look at me. I never remember you. I'm Smaranahina. You won't find any remembrance in me. I never remember you. My birth is worthless. I don't deserve anything to be given to me. If you're going to give me something, give me another birth. But please, if you could be so kind, let me get the remnants. I'm not even asking for your remnants. I'm not asking for Mahaprasad. I'm not asking for that. I'm asking, because I don't feel myself, if I take another birth, Krishna, the only benediction. Can you imagine? Now try to imagine. If Krishna came before you, you had Sakshat Darshan of Krishna, and he said, Urmila Dasi, Urmila Dasi, I am very happy with you. I want to give you a benediction. Would you like this? I would like to give you a benediction. So, do you think we would have this type of mood or bhav to say, Oh Bhagavan Parthasarathi, Oh Bhagavan Shamsundar, I don't deserve any benediction. I'm so fallen, I'm sinful, I'm a wretch. But if you want to give me some benediction, then just bless me. My next life, I can get some remnants from your devotees. He's not even asking for Mahaprasad, or she's not even asking for Mahaprasad. Can you imagine being able to say something like that? Take another birth. I don't even deserve Mahaprasad, Haridas is saying. I'm born in a Muslim, Haridas a Muslim by birth. We got the mercy of Advaitacharya. By Advaitacharya's mercy, he became great devotee. And then he was accepted by Mahaprabhu and became the Namacharya. Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki. Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki. So this is how he's feeling. He's the Acharya. It means Achar. Acharya. Achar means teacher by Achar. By example. He walks his talk. Right? He doesn't just talk, he walks his talk. So he is humble. He's talking humility. He is humble. He's talking surrender. He is surrendered. He's talking total detachment. He is detached. He's talking total not selflessness. He has no selfishness, no independent itcha. His only asha is, can I have a little remnant? May I have, no matter how many births I may take, my only asha, eka asha, my only desire, hope, is that I can get a little bit of food remnants from your devotees. Is that possible? Do you think I can have that benediction? Now he goes on. Try to feel these words. Amora aparada hina chitte lai mahapara chahunde moharad jyoganai. Vishwambar. I think this is an offense on my part. For I have no qualification even to ask for such an exalted position as this. Now he's checking himself. He's checking himself. He said, what did I say? The Lord offered me a benediction. Something got the best of me. What did I say? I said, I don't mind another birth. But I asked if he could arrange that I could somehow receive the Bhakta Avashesh, the Uchishta, the remnants from the mouth of the Vaishnavas. What did I say? Oh my Lord, please, forgive me. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to ask that. Please let me withdraw that statement. Retract that statement. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. I'm an offender. I've offended you. Please forgive me for asking for that. I'm an aparadi. I have no right. He says, Mahapatron Mohar Yoginai. I don't have qualification to even ask for that exalted position. I don't have any adhikar to even ask for what I just asked for. So please, I made a big offense. I made a big mistake. Please forgive me. Prabhure Natari Mora Bap Vishambar Ritamuni Mora Aparara Shamakar. Haridas said, O my Lord, O Master, O my dear Vishambar, I am like a dead person. Please forgive my offense. So he said, Bap. And Bap was translated as, actually wasn't translated, but Bap actually means father. Bap means father. Prabhu means my Lord, not Prabhu, not Bap, Vishambara. It's not even in the translation. Prabhu means my Lord, my Master, Prabhu. Not means my controller, my Master. Then Vishambara means my maintainer, or the Lord. Then Bap means father. And he says, Mrikamuni, because I am a dead man. What am I? I'm a dead man. Shachira, Shachira Nandana Bap, Kripa Karamore, Kukur Kariyamore, Rakka Bhakta Kare. Haridas has deeply thought over the matter within these few seconds. He's feeling very, very bad. I really made a mistake. I'm having darshan, my beloved Priya Bandhu, my beloved Lord Vishambar, and he offered me a benediction, and somehow my terrible, despicable heart, I spoke this request that I would somehow, I may take so many births after births, but I ask for the remnants, the bhaktavashesh, the uchishta from the mouth of the Vaishnavas. Oh, but this was such a terrible offense I've made. I'm begging my Lord to forgive me. So now, he's rethought, and now he's spoken. O Sachinandana, O my father, Kripakara Mori, please be merciful to me. Kindly keep me in the house of a devotee as a dog. Kukur means kuta. Kukur kari amore. Raka bhaktagari. Bhaktagara. Bhaktagara means the house of a devotee. Takurgara. Bhaktagara. Raka. Please, I was really out of my mind. I don't know what please forgive me what I said a few minutes ago when I asked for that benediction. That I would, if I take another birth, he was implying that I would take another human birth. By that first request, the first request that he had was, I'll take another human birth, and when I take that human birth, again, all I ask is that I can get the remnants of the Vaishnavas. Oh, that was a terrible mistake, a great aparad. I don't want to be a human being, I want to be a kukur. Please. But see, he still wants some connection. He wants some connection with Vaishnavas. This is the basic, the common denominator. He wants connection with the Vaishnavas. In this life, as Haridas, he was born a Muslim. And he got connection with the Vaishnavas. With Advaitacharya. And by the connection with the Vaishnavas, he was elevated, liberated, and accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And became most intimate associate. Very great devotee. So he realizes by dint of his practical experience, he realizes the value of connection with a Vaishnava. So he's understanding, oh, I have to take so many births. I want some connection next life. Also, I want some connection with Vaishnava. I'm not asking to have intimate association and hear Harikatha like this life. This life, I heard Harikatha from the Vaitacharya, and I received Mahaprasad from his Shalagram. He mercifully gave me Mahaprasad from his Shalagram. I'm not asking for that. I'm simply asking, okay, I may take a human birth, but somehow here and there, any Vaishnava here and there, I get some remnants from him. But then he's checking himself. He's chastising himself. Oh, why? I don't have adhikar for that. I don't have adhikar for manush janam. I don't have adhikar for manush janam. Right? Human birth. What is my adhikar? My adhikar, yes. Well, what is my, I'm a dog. I'm a kukur. I'm a Vaishnav kukur. I'm a Vaishnav kukur. I'm a dog. Let me retract that. Now here's what I want. You want to give me a benediction? Make me a dog. Let me be a dog in the next life, but not any ordinary dog. I want to be a dog protecting the house of a devotee. Raka Bhakta Ghari. Then I will be called, next life I will be called Bhakta Dog. Bhakta Dog, just like our Saint Francis. In the Christian tradition, in the medieval period, there was Saint Francis of Assisi. Saint Francis of Assisi. And he lived in the forest, and he was a very, I think he was vegetarian at the later part of his life. And he was a very great saint of the Christian tradition. He was a monk, he was a sannyasi, an ascetic, renunciate. And he felt that God is the Father. He realized that my father is Bhagavan. Aham bija prada pita. Aham bija prada pita, Krishna says in Gita. I am the seed-giving father of everyone. So he felt, yes, my father, God is my father, and I am his son. And the tree is the son of God, and the river is the son of God, and the mountain is the son of God, and the Guleri is the son of God, and the Chiri is the son of God, and the Kuta is the son of God. So he addressed everyone as brother tree, because he is a common father. If we all have the same father, then all the men become brothers, right? Isn't it? If we have one, if you and I have the same father, then we're brothers. So he said, brother dog, brother cat, brother squirrel, brother rabbit, or bhai kargosh, bhai kargosh, bhai kuta, bhai, or whatever it is, whatever. Bhai Guleri. So that's how St. Francis thought. Now, if someone is a devotee, then he sees that everyone is a bhakta. Not a brother. Brother, okay, also brother. We also see that. But more than brother, bhakta. So therefore we say bhakta dog, bhakta squirrel, bhakta tree. They're all bhaktas. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author, is Vedavyasa's incarnation, he's saying in this next verse, Prima Bhakti Maya Hoyla Prabhu Haridas Puna Puna Kare Kaku Na Puraye Ash. Haridas Thakur became filled with prema, Krishna prema. Although he repeatedly petitioned the Lord with humility, his desires remained unsatiated. Prabhu Bale, Shuna Shuna Mora Haridas, Divas Eko Yeto Mara Sange Kaila Das, Tila Deko Tumijara Sange Kaha Kata, Seyava Shyama Pabe Nahika Anyata. Vishambara Prabhu said, listen, my dear Haridas. Anyone who resides with you for even one day, or speaks with you for even a moment, he will certainly achieve me. There is no doubt about it. Arda Tilak. Tilak. This is a Bengali phrase. Tila Ardeko. Tila Arda. Til, you say til? Til beach, sesame seed. Tila deko tumi jara sange kaha kata. Tila Arda means half a sesame seed. You take one sesame seed and cut it in half, that's Arda, Arda Chandra. Half moon. So half a sesame seed. So this is used as a measurement of time in Bengali Kavi. Bangla Kavi. It's called Sahitya. Sahitya Alankar. Sahitya Alankar. An ornament of literature. An ornament of literature. A literary embellishment. It's a beautiful expression. Saying, Tila Ardeko. It means that half a sesame seed. In other words, if we Sange Kata, if we associate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the Vaishnava Mahima, the glories of the Vaishnava. If we by chance associate with a Vaishnava, Sangha Kata, if we associate, Sangha means association, Sanghi, Prasanghi, right? Satam Prasangam Mama Virya Sampado. Prasanga. We associate with a Vaishnava for how much time? As much time as half a sesame seed. That's really small. Sesame seed is small. When you cut it in half, that's really small. Minute. A fraction of a second, we would say in English. A fraction. In English, we would say a fraction of a second. But in Bangla, let's say Tilardego. Sounds nice. a fraction of a second. We say also in Sanskrit, Lava Matra, what is it? Sarusanga, Sarusanga, Sarvashastra Hoy. Lava Matra. Sarum, whatever. Sarvasiri Hoy. Sarusanga, Sarvashastra Hoy. Lava Matra, Sarusanga, Sarvasiri Hoy. Lava Matra, Sarusanga, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Lava Matra. Or if you associate with a true, genuine bhakta, a true devotee, Lava Matra. For a small time, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. All Sarva Shastra. All the Shastras are saying, Sarusanga, Sarva Shastra Hoy. All the Shastras, all the sacred scriptures are saying this. Chaitanya Bhagavat is saying it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying it also. God is saying it. Can you disagree? Can you argue? Can you refute it? And you hear some Harikata from them, then you will achieve God. He said, you will certainly achieve me. Bhakti Saraswati Thakur's purport. In other words, Mahaprabhu is glorifying. He's saying Mahaprabhu is glorifying Haridas. Oh Haridas, you're saying that you're petite, you're fallen, and you want to be born as a dog. That's what you're saying? You're saying you have no adhikar, hina smaran, you're saying smaran hina, that there's no smaran, I'm devoid of all smaran, I never remember you, my lord. So I don't remember, even the jhana remember you, but I don't even qualify to receive it. I have no qualification to receive a boon or benediction from God. Who am I? And who are you? I know who you are. Certainly it's clear who you are. You are Bhagavan. Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Bhagavan Krishna Chaitanya Chandra. You are that Krishna Chandra. Chaitanya Chandra. Sachinandan. Nandanandan Sachinandan. You are he. But who am I? I am nothing. All I deserve, you want to give me something? I don't deserve anything, but if you can be kind, let me be a dog. Raka Bhaktagari. But now, Lord Chaitanya is hearing all this. Yes. So much Dainya Bhav. So much humility. Trinarapi Sunichena Toraiva Sahishnana. Amanina Manidena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Here's the thinking of the Kirtaniya Acharya. Kirtaniya Sadahari, this verse is about Haridas Thakur. He's always chanting Krishna's name. Now what is he like? What is Haridas Thakur like as a person? What is his heart? What is his mindset? What is his bhavana? What is his bhav? What is his conception? What is his feelings, emotions? He's revealing himself. He's revealing his heart. This is his autobiography. This is autobiography of Haridas Thakur. Autobiography means you, self, auto, self. I write my own life story, autobiography. You write it, it's called biography. So he's giving the autobiography of a pure devotee, of Haridas Thakur. And he is the Trina, he is the grass-like, he's really thinking of himself and expressing himself as lower than the grass in the street. And Lord Chaitanya is hearing all that. And we're also hearing it, and it's for us. He's teaching us, Haridas is teaching us. But he's a premi bhakta. But now what does the Lord say? Because Vrindavandas Thakur, Vedavyas Vrindavandas Thakur is saying, he's saying that Haridas is a prema bhakta, premi bhakta. Prema bhakti maya. He's maya, he's saturated. Haridas Thakur is saturated from head to toe with Krishna prema. He's not unqualified. He's not an outsider. He's very much an antaranga bhakta, an insider. But he's feeling like what you understood. You heard his feelings. And Lord Chaitanya also heard, as we heard, Lord Chaitanya heard his feelings. I mean, heard his mind. Now, Lord Chaitanya replies, what is it? What are you saying, Haridas? You're saying you have no adhikara? You never remember me? This is what I think of you. This is your mahima. That if someone spends a fraction of a second with you, he can attain Krishna prema. That's what I think about you. So before the Lord, the devotee is so humble and he feels worthless and empty and devoid of anything, any qualities or abilities. But when the Lord, so that's how he presents himself to his Lord, to his Ishta. But then the Ishta responds by saying, oh, you're saying you're so small and insignificant and nothing? Not in my book. In my book, you're everything. You are my everything. You can sit on my head. I will carry you on my head. I will honor you. I will glorify you for time immemorial. I will serve you, my devotee. This is from Bhagavan's side. He's such greatness. He's saying, Haridas, if you mercifully converse with anyone for a short time, then certainly that person is guaranteed to attain the lotus feet of the Lord. Anyone who is favored by Haridas will be obtain the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we hope that we will also attain the favor of Haridas Thakur. By his blessings, we hope that we will also attain the eternal service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavad Ki Jai.